Y'all know who I'm rocking with. It's going all the way down. Get ready for the Millennium Tour. I'm with the group, the guys I'm excited to see. We talking about Pretty Ricky, Ricky in the building.
Yes, sir.
I'm saying the fellas that came through, like I was saying, they fresh. They already got their lines on their face. They good to go, man. It's going to be a party tomorrow. If you ain't got them tickets, we ain't gave you every opportunity to get them. You still can get them at Better Days West and also get them with me today. 5 o'clock, I'm going to be at Get It Right Now, 5226 Dixie Highway, raffling off for your last opportunity to see Pretty Ricky. But fellas, what's up with y'all, man? What y'all been up to?
Man, maxing and relaxing, man. We was just talking about how this is our last day that we actually giving a special people opportunity to get our spray painted throwback shirts. Like, you know, back in the day they spray paint, but we got limited edition. The day, our last day, we doing it. We only got like 20 we gonna do for the day, and then we cutting it off. It's gonna be gone forever. So I really want y'all to get into that, man, because whoever come up with me with that shirt, you never know, they just might get a lap dance or something like that. There's some beautiful ladies out here, man.
Now, you said a whole bunch. Them ladies, they gonna be up front.
Yes,
right,
sir.
There feeding for them shirts. You know, the airbrush shirts was huge
that.
Back then.
Need all that. And you can get your merch, man. Hey, after the day is gone. And also, if you guys want to meet us too, you know, y'all can actually go to prettyricky.com, because that's where they can get the meet and greet at, because we're only doing 15 of those.
The meet and greet, tickets, anything that you want, if you go on the Pretty Ricky Instagram and you click the link in the bio, you can get everything. You can even get the new single, Body, that we just dropped.
Yes, yes, we heard about the single. I'm glad y'all dropped it, because I always got to twist Q's arm to make sure we get them singles in early. So we put them on the spot. We want to get Body playing in everyday rotation.
Yes, sir.
I know it's going to be dope.
Yes,
sir. I want to say, y'all, before the Love and Hip Hop stuff, I was a medium fan. But I'm one of them people, once I get to see you, learn your story, I rock you. I'm so glad to see y'all together doing y'all thing. I'm so glad that y'all got on there and y'all was vulnerable. Y'all real people. Tell me about the experience. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know it got tough. Cause y'all got, we got to see the white meat of Pretty Ricky. We got to see how y'all really roll. How was that for y'all doing that?
I mean, honestly, for me, it was something that was needed. It was just Love and Hip Hop pulled it together. A lot of conversations we was just dodging, and Love and Hip Hop made us sit down and actually talk about it. You know, even at moments we decided that we didn't want to talk, they pulled us back. Now we got to talk about this. So I felt like it brought us closer.
Yeah.
And for me, it was a great experience. But I'm going to let Baby Blue talk.
Yeah, man, it definitely was an opportunity for the group to talk about issues that we might have been suppressing or looking past. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
And one of the moments that was biggest to me on last season was, you know, that moment where Pleasure was like, I never seen your daughter before.
Yeah,
like,
I remember that. It was real.
Yeah, it was real, man. Like, we had been working for so long. We had been spending family time together. And, I mean, we all the family we got. So it's kind of like that moment really was a changing point in all of our lives. And it just really touched home with me, man.
I'm telling you, I'm a real dude. You know what I'm saying? So that right there, it gained my interest. So it made me want to keep up with y'all. And I'm like, really, it warms the heart to see y'all together. I love it. I'm cheering for y'all for here on out. I don't care what y'all do. I don't care if y'all go solo. As individuals, I rock with y'all as people. And I'm glad y'all put that out there for us. Now, I'm a beer game. I'm the treasure for the beer game. When the beer games get together, I bless the food. Baby Blue, you my dude, man.
Yes, sir.
Lion is always on fleek.
Yes, sir.
I told everybody. I was going to tell him when I see him. Dude was in Miami. You know how hot it is in Miami. Sweating her grease, the line did not waver. It stayed the damn same. So I'm like, man, I was going to tell you, Baby Blue. Man, you a beast out there.
Hey,
man,
thank you,
bread,
man. Hey, I try to keep the cut fresh for the ladies, man. I try to make sure I walk in, the beer game is on point. You understand
yes, sir,
what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know, the ladies, they like to get the juices and the berries in the beer. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm going to take a quick pause for the calls. I'm going to come back in a minute with a little bit more Pretty Ricky. Don't you go nowhere. I'm going to be rapping with my man Pleasure P, getting you ready for Millennium Tour, all coming up on Magic